Today's Earn Your Stripes segment is brought to you by the Mitchell Recreation Center, and I've got junior forward Maddie Reiner with me today. Now, Maddie, we got a couple of big wins over the holiday, but first things first, how was Hawaii?
Oh, it was fantastic. We got to spend a lot of time together. We got to do a lot of stuff we can't do here, go to the beach, we got to go snorkeling. It was really fun.
Is that your first time to Hawaii?
Yes, it is. A lot of people, it was their first time, so it was kind of fun to get to experience that all for the first time.
I've never been there. Have you ever been to, like, California or Florida or anything like that? Any other beach-type place?
I've been to Florida twice. Once my freshman year for the basketball tournament, and then once with my family.
How does Hawaii compare to that previous experience of Florida? What's Hawaii versus Florida? I've never been to Florida either, but I've been to California.
I mean, the scenery's kind of similar, but the people are so different. The culture there is way different. The food's amazing. It was all fun.
So what did you do for Thanksgiving?
We went to a place called the Fish Hopper, and I had some awesome seafood pasta.
Is that the first time you've had seafood on Thanksgiving?
Yes, it is. 100%.
What type of seafood?
It had lobster, crab, and shrimp.
That sounds like a new holiday tradition, if I'm hearing that right.
Yeah, I'm thinking I'm going to have to learn how to make it.
You got a couple of big wins, too, over Division II teams. Tell me what you thought was going right for you and your team over those games.
I thought we just bought in. I mean, it's a whole different basketball over there. A lot of drive first. We had to stay down. We had to communicate. I mean, we were playing in different weather. The gyms didn't have AC. There was just windows open, so we were sweating. It was all different, but I think we did a good job adjusting, and that's big for us.
Was it really humid in those gyms?
Oh, yeah. I mean, warm-ups, we were all dripping sweat. Looked like we just got done with the game.
Okay, you're from Tripp Delmont High School. Were there any gyms in small towns that may have compared to the sort of environment that you played in high school?
I mean, ours was probably close in the summertime, but definitely not for basketball season.
Both of your games were at 2 o'clock Hawaii time, which is 6 Central. Did the time change really affect you? Did it take some time to adjust to that?
In the first few days, it definitely did. We got off the plane and went straight to practice, so it was weird, but we actually adjusted pretty quick, so it was nice.
You're an athletic training major, and I always like to ask this. Who at Dakota Wesleyan has maybe been influential for you in your educational process?
Oh, Randy, for sure. I mean, she's a great teacher, but she's also there for us. We can just talk to her about anything we need to, whether it's related to class or just basketball, life, whatever it is.
I mean, you're in sports, so athletic training, that's a way to stay involved for a while. Is that what led you to wanting to get into this?
Yep, and then my goal eventually is to become a physical therapist, so stay working with athletes and all types of people like that.
So more school after this is what you're telling me.
Yep, perfect. Just what I want.
All right, that's another edition of Earn Your Stripes brought to you by the Mitchell Recreation Center. Maddie, thank you very much.
Thank you.
We'll be right back with more Sodec Nutrition Halftime Show coverage on KMIT.